Coach, I'm curious, when you're coming off a game like Sunday's game against Georgia, do you focus on a few things in particular you want to be better at that maybe you weren't good at in that game, or do you just follow a season mantra where these are our points, this is what we want to be good at?
No, we definitely came, you know, one of the things we wanted to focus on was making layups, which we didn't do, and that's something we're going to, it's a concern of mine. You know, tomorrow morning we practice, is one of the things we're really going to focus on is making layups with contact. You know, I thought that that was one of the things that hurt us in the Georgia game, starting the game missing 17 of our first 23 shots and still had an opportunity to win at the end. So, you know, that put a lot of pressure on our defense the first 8 minutes of the game. So it's just really important that when we play a top 25 team, which we're going to have three in a row down in Naples, you know, we're going to have to make layups and free throws, because that's the difference. When you play games like teams like that, you got to take advantage of all those opportunities. And but I thought tonight, one of the things we wanted to focus on was making our threes and getting back into a rhythm, and I felt like we did that. We got three-pointers, you know, we made three-pointers from four different people, so, you know, I felt like we shot the ball pretty well at times, and thought we handled their changing defenses better than we have. So I was glad to get the opportunity to play everybody and get some of those young kids some minutes.
When it comes to making shots with contact, how do you practice that?
Well, that's what we have all the pads for, and the Gold Squad guys, and, you know, things like that. So we just really, you know, we have a drill that we do with that we have four or five pads on them, and they're trying to power through the ball with the ball and trying to make layups. And it's just one of those things that it kind of gets in your head, and it's like free throw shooting, you know. Once you miss a couple layups, it becomes a head game. And so it's one of those things where you just got to see yourself making layups and with contact. So that's one of the things we'll do tomorrow, and, you know, get back after it. We're really excited to have the opportunity to play Green Bay, and, you know, a team that's right outside the top 25, and this is a tremendous tournament for us. It's going to be a great test, and we're looking forward to it.
Discussing inside play, you had a big rebounding advantage. What about Rodrigo Rogers and Zaire O'Neal, both of them in the post tonight?
Well, I think, you know, Rodrigo Rogers has been our most consistent player along with Kayla Davis. I mean, night in and night out, they've shown up. They got the job done. They played their role. You know, one of the things we ask is we're trying to get Rodrigo more touches. You know, I want her to take 8 to 12 shots a game, and tonight she got 8 shots. I mean, she's shooting almost 70% from the field, so she's got to get more touches. And, you know, most of her scoring opportunities come on offensive rebounds, and I want us to use her more to play from the inside out and let her touch the ball more.
What about Zaire as well, O'Neal?
Well, one of the things, we're playing her on the perimeter right now, and what we're trying to do with her is take advantage of her size when she's playing inside and get her some touches. And, you know, she can put the ball on the floor, and she's a pretty good passer and a good rebounder. So when we have Katarina Vukovic in and Aaliyah Whiteside and Kayla Davis and Sydney Wallace around her, it's kind of hard to guard us in a zone with four three-point shooters on the outside and her on the inside, you know. And, you know, she's one of those players that, you know, because Drake is our four and our five, our go-to player inside, Zaire comes in and gives us some valuable minutes on the perimeter with her strong athletic ability.
I want to talk too about Rodrigo. That's who I, in fact, plan to write about. I think your schematic change to the four out, one in benefits her.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, in a couple of ways. She's certainly around the ball more and doesn't have to compete as often with teammates for rebounds. Her rebounding numbers are off the charts so far.
Right.
But she's also got more scoring opportunities, different kind of scoring opportunity than she had at the high post maybe in the past. Sometimes high post, sometimes low. Am I right?
Well, I think one of the things putting her at the five has done is moved her closer to the basket. So she, as far as rebounds, she's under the rim already. In the past, she's been out, you know, she's been the fourth out. And so she's had to run from the three-point line or the free throw line to get the rebound. And now she's under the basket, and she's pretty hard to guard in there when she's around the rim, you know, getting rebounds. I think the other thing, moving her to the five, we've moved her to our focal point of our offense. And we're trying to play from the inside out, let her touch the ball and playing around her. And I think what that's done is not only helped Rodrigo, but it's also helped our perimeter players get better shots, because the defense has to, you know, worry about Dreek on the inside. And in the past, when she's out on the perimeter, she's not as effective facing the basket as she's been with her back to the basket.
This is a question that could just easily apply to Kayla. Is there an advantage for a young lady to have a father who played in the NBA?
I think so. I mean, I think it definitely, she makes the game look slow. A lot of people think she's not playing hard or that, you know, she doesn't play with a certain level of intensity, but I think because her skill level is so advanced and her IQ, her basketball IQ is so advanced, she makes the game look like it's slow. The game slows down for her. You know, the other players are on the floor and it looks like they're going up and down. It looks like she's almost in slow motion, but I think it's because of her basketball IQ. She knows angles. She understands schemes. She doesn't waste a lot of energy on the floor. You know, she understands the game in a way that most players her age don't.
Just talk about the defensive effort as well. They attempted no free throw attempts in the entire first half. I don't know the last time Georgia Tech has achieved that goal, but you had a lot of good, had some multiple 24-second violations. Just talk about the defensive effort tonight from the Yellow Jackets.
Well, you know, I was disappointed in our 3-point field goal percentage defense, but I thought that we did a decent job on dribble penetration. We had some good help. One of the things we were focusing on coming into this game is keeping the ball out of the middle of the floor on penetration. And I think when you can keep the ball out of the middle of the floor on penetration, you limit your fouls. Your defense gets broke down when you allow dribble penetration to the middle of the floor. And I thought we did a decent job of keeping the ball on the sidelines.
Very good. I think I'm good to go.